Talking crypto, huh?
Sorry. So you just joined Anchor?
Yeah, just recently started watching about podcasts and where to record or something, and I found this very interesting, by the way.
It is very interesting. How did you know about this application?
About Anchor?
Yeah.
Well, I used to have an iPhone, and I use a lot the podcast function. So recently I have some troubles with my iPhone, had to drop it and start using Huawei, another brand. Another everything was Android, so I had to start from zero and searching something for recording something.
So, do you like
I couldn't
recording?
find anything.
Do you usually record podcasts?
Yeah, so. I started 6 months ago.
Okay, what topics do you talk about in your podcast?
I was looking something for Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies in general.
Oh, I've noticed that in that a lot of people from Latin America are into cryptocurrency these days.
In South America, let me see, Argentina, Brazil,
What's wh
Uruguay,
why is
Chile,
because I have
Colombia.
yes, I have some friends from Colombia, and all of them are into cryptocurrency. I mean, is it a very good market for that, or what's happening over there?
Well, it's a good alternative if you don't want to use US dollars. I mean, if you have Colombian peso, Argentina peso, which is two currencies with they are very undervalued. You have Bitcoin, so you
Oh, so
choose.
this is why they are trying to invest in Bitcoin so that the currency is stable in Bitcoin.
Yeah, but you in New Jersey, you have more choices to buy and sell. Everything. I mean, Bitcoin, Litecoin, whatever you want.
Have you heard about Omnia? Have you
Yes, I have read it about
The other day, this friend of mine who is from Colombia, he tried to convince me that I join Omnia and be a part of his team. And it's pretty interesting. I like the concept.
You have some?
Yeah, I'm beginning to invest. Actually, I'm thinking because today there was this article. Bill Gates just made a statement that he's trying to get his money out of Bitcoin. So I'm still researching on the topic.
I heard about Omnia, but since I don't quite understand the currency, I just watching people buying and selling, but I don't want to risk in that particular currency.
Yes, it's not stable right now because the banks don't want digital currency to take over because there will be no value for banks if it does. But it's a good concept and it's global. I mean, there are recessions in a country. I mean, inflation can happen, like in Colombia, there's a downside for currency. But in Bitcoin, it's global. So
Yes.
there's no recession, or you can't lose your money. So, but banks don't want this to happen.
I A Colombia friend some time ago about the basic attention token, the BAT. I bought some of them because I like the idea behind the currency. Do you know BAT?
No. What is it?
There is a browser, Brave, which is a kind of alternative to Mozilla, Chrome, or
Okay.
whatever you use it. So instead of using the advertising model of Google or Firefox or whatever your browser is, you use the Brave alternative, which is you get paid if someone wants to use your data to sell you some advertisement.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I really like the concept. So I bought some of them, and he said to me he's going to have a good future. I'm not quite sure about that, but I just bought it just in case.
Yeah, you should. I mean, this sounds interesting because they're having our data anyway. So if they pay us to get our data, then we can have a record of what people have our data, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good idea, and it's solving something. Right. If I want to search for something, I tend to work and see if the currency is solving some problems. I mean, that's my whole idea of buying a currency.
Yeah, that's how it should be. So do you know this person, Gary Vee?
I heard of, but I don't know quite sure.
You should follow that guy. He's a great guy. He has a lot of good ideas, and you should follow him on Instagram or wherever you are. Are you on Instagram?
I'm more a Twitter guy.
Oh, you're more of a Twitter guy. What's your ID on Twitter? I'm going to follow you.
Let me see, Gary. Yeah, I've seen. Oh.
What is your ID on Twitter?
On Twitter is like in English, Nelson.
Nelson.
VCG1.
VCG.
VCG1. G1.
One. Nelson VCG1.
Yeah,
Right?
that's my username. You know, Anchor should have this some kind of blog where we can write about stuff.
Yes, we can start writing on Medium. Yeah. Do you know about Medium?
Medium? Yes, I have one.
We can
With the same username.
Nelson VCG. Somehow I can't find you. N E L.
Nelson, like the Nelson pronunciation, which is the regular,
N E
and
L
D
N V V or
D
B.
E G D from Dolphin.
Okay, Nelson DCG1. Yeah, I just found you. Oh, you have quite a lot of followers on Twitter. You're doing great. I just followed you.
Tend to.
How long has it been that you've been on Twitter?
Ah, geez, since away. I mean, it was sort of experiment. So I started to looking about Twitter because I like the idea and has some. Hey, international relation. I have BA on international relations.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did your
So how
undergrad
are
in.
you?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and international relation, I have emphasis on political and in history.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now I have somebody that I know who has done something in IR. That's nice to hear.
Did you notice as a lot of international relations students tend to start sort of searching about cryptocurrencies?
Why is that? Maybe because we have a more of a global eye. We see things in a global platform, so we grab global ideas. Maybe that's why, right?
Yeah, maybe. I tend to see this because I have also friends with BS or BA in economics, and they don't know at all about cryptocurrencies. And
Really?
I'm like, man, you're
Really?
economics. No, they don't. They don't.
That's weird. That's very weird. They should know about it.
I mean, at least they should know the concept, but they don't. And kind of piss me off.
Retweeted an article I was talking about, the Bill Gates article.
Ah, today, yes.
I was just telling you about
Do
this.
you think it's real that?
I think these important people are trying to make somebody said me this today. That these important people, when they make a statement about Bitcoin, they're actually trying to fluctuate the prices of Bitcoin because it really matters with the prices when they make a statement. And I said, it can happen, it's a possibility.
Yes, for sure. But
Because,
in 2014, Bill Gates said Bitcoin was a good idea, and now he said this.
so, and I said to him that no matter what he says, he's still invested in Bitcoin. So, I mean, no matter what he says, he has some stakes in Bitcoin, and it was pretty good 2 3 months ago. It was at 12,000, I think, right? 1 month ago, I guess.
Yes.
Right now it's at 9,000 and something, or seven, I don't know.
Let me check. It's 9,000.
Yeah, it's 9,000. So I think it's the next big thing if people take it seriously.
Do you really think some kind of Bill Gates? I mean, if they want to play short on Bitcoin, they just have to, I mean, they just have to buy it, right?
Yeah. He just
So
bought it. He already
why do
bought
they do it? Yes.
This is what I was saying, that even if he says that he doesn't like Bitcoin or anything, he's still invested in Bitcoin. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say over here is that he can still make money if it's good or bad or whatever. His money is in Bitcoin. These statements doesn't matter that much, right?
Exactly.
So I think we are running short of time, but it was
Hey.
really nice talking to you, Nelson.
Yes, for sure. I think our main story tonight is put your money where your mouth is from Bill Gates.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true.
Happy trading. If you're going to do this all night, I'm going to do it now.
Sure. Sure.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.